WNYC has obtained a recording of the Republican nominee for governor in New Jersey, Jack Cittirelli, making false comments about the state's LGBTQ curriculum, which has been rolled out over the past year in Jersey. Joining us now to talk about it is WNYC reporter Matt Katz, who's been covering the governor's race. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Sean.
Tell us about this recording you have.
Jack Cittirelli, former Republican assemblyman running against Governor Phil Murphy in the November election, he was doing a meet and greet at a gun range in Hunterdon County, New Jersey last month when he made comments about LGBTQ issues. The backdrop here is that in the last couple of years, New Jersey has passed two laws related to LGBTQ curriculum. One requires all students get instruction on diversity and inclusion, including on gender and sexual orientation. And the other requires school boards to have curricula for middle and high schoolers that portrays the, quote, political, economic, and social contributions of persons with disabilities and lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Cittirelli begins his remarks here by referencing ours, meaning his four kids, and here's the recording.
I feel lucky ours are in their 20s, and I'm going to be dealing with what you're dealing with right now. You won't have to deal with it when I'm governor. But we're not teaching gender ID and sexual orientation in kindergarten. We're not teaching sodomy in sixth grade. And we're going to roll back the LGBTQ curriculum that goes too far.
Wow. So for those who didn't quite make that out, Cittirelli says he wants to roll back the LGBTQ curriculum because it teaches gender ID and sexual orientation to kindergartners and sodomy to sixth graders. Is that accurate, Matt?
No, it's false. Cittirelli's campaign did not give me examples of sex being taught to kids. I did find an eighth grade requirement that students know about three different forms of sex, but he wants to roll back LGBTQ curricula, which has nothing to do with talking about sex. One of the purposes of this curricula was just to normalize people who identify as LGBTQ, to decrease bullying that LGBTQ students and those with gay parents may face in schools.
Yeah.
I spoke to Christian Fuscarino from the gay rights group Garden State Equality, and he noted that Cittirelli's use of the word sodomy, which has historically been associated with laws to prosecute people for being gay and make them appear as sexual deviants, that it sounded as if he was speaking in code or virtue signaling to a specific group of people. And Sean, there's one more comment I want to play for you. At the same event, Cittirelli told an anecdote about how we're catering too much to LGBTQ special interests.
But I was in a bank recently, and I was waiting for one of the customer service reps, not one of the tellers, and they had the electronic board, and it said, sign up for the new LGBTQ bank card. And I'm sitting there saying, the more we cater to each special interest, the more you're reminding us of how different we all are from each other, right?
It seems kind of surprising, Matt, because your reporting has shown that Cittirelli was a pretty moderate assemblyman, and he's run a moderate campaign so far. So what's the deal?
Yeah, it's definitely surprising. Cittirelli is not MAGA, not super conservative. As an assemblyman 9 years ago, he did vote against gay marriage, but he also voted to ban gay conversion therapy, the practice of forcing kids to renounce their homosexuality. His website makes no mention of his desire to end LGBTQ inclusivity education. But in a statement after we told him that we got this recording, Cittirelli said that he hears from parents all the time that Governor Murphy is infringing on parental rights by having schools educate their kids about intimate topics. He said, quote, all schools should be promoting diversity, inclusivity, tolerance, and respect for others, but that doesn't mean pushing explicit subjects in elementary school classrooms. He also defended his use of the term sodomy, saying he wasn't referring to sexual orientation. He was just saying mature content shouldn't be taught in school. Again, we don't know what mature and intimate and explicit topics that he's referring to here.
Yeah. In our last minute or so, Matt, if you can sum this up for us, what are the politics of this? Like, is this kind of battle over LGBTQ issues part of a culture war that he thinks can win in blue New Jersey?
You hear from concern from some Christian groups, but conventional political wisdom in New Jersey suggests that to win statewide office, a Republican should focus his campaign on fiscal matters like high property taxes, not these cultural wedge issues. 8 years ago, former Governor Chris Christie was the last Republican to win statewide in New Jersey, and that's exactly what he did. I spoke to Mike Duhaime, who is Christie's chief strategist, about Cittirelli's comments.
Republicans in New Jersey are successful statewide when they focus on economic and fiscal issues that tend to unite Republicans, independents, and even some conservative Democrats. And they tend to be much less successful when they focus on divisive social issues. And especially New Jersey is a very pro-LGBTQ state. So I think being divisive on an issue like that is certainly not a recipe for success.
That's WNYC's Matt Katz. Matt, thanks for bringing that tape and talking about this and the governor's race with us.
Thanks a lot, Sean.